Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. What does that mean? It means we're going to talk about everything and anything RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm Alec Mappa, and it is my job, my only job, to introduce America's sister, the queen of show business, Lottie Love!
I'm back!
You're back! Okay, so I stalk you on the Instagrams, and I saw that you went to Washington, D.C.
Yes,
for the Kennedy Center honors.
Oh, Alec, this was my first time. I had always dreamed as a little girl. I've always seen the Kennedy Center honors.
Yeah.
And I would always watch it. It comes on during the holiday season, and I have been watching this show for years. And one day I said, when I grow up, I'm going to go to the Kennedy Center honors.
Okay, so how'd you make that happen?
I saw that Gladys Knight, who I opened for years ago, was being honored.
Yes.
So I said, this would be a great time for me to go. And I had my assistant write to the Kennedy Center because I said, I'll just buy tickets.
Right.
And they were like, no, we want you to be on the artist committee. I said, oh, they can put me to work. Okay. So they put me on the artist committee.
Wait, what does that mean to be on the artist committee? What do they make you do?
You just come. You just go to the event.
Okay. So it's an invite. You didn't have to do anything.
Exactly. But you know what? I like to promote. And so thank you for letting me talk about it. But when I tell you it was wonderful, it was a great event. It was my first time at the actual Kennedy Center, which is a beautiful building. Please, there's a lot of performances that happen there, and they have this opera house, which is
it's gorgeous.
What you see on TV is beautiful. Have you ever been there?
Yes, yeah. I've been to the Kennedy Center to see a concert when I was in D.C. Not for the Kennedy Center honors, but it's
but
a very, very famous, beautiful theater in D.C. And it also, I like D.C. I like D.C. because it's sexy and it's a very black city. So I always
come on, that's
there.
Chocolate City.
Yeah.
And DC is no.
Yeah.
But this is my quick story. So I was sitting at the reception. Oh, Paramount had the reception. Thank you, Paramount.
Thank you, Paramount.
So I went up to the reception area. I was getting my drinks. I was getting my little snacks because I know it's going to be a long show. And I sit at this empty table. Who comes to sit next to me? It was a man with a hat. It was Paul Pelosi.
Oh.
And as you know, Paul Pelosi, who lives in San Francisco with his wife, Madam Speaker, was attacked. This was his first public outing since that attack. And he had the hat on. And I automatically knew who he was.
Right.
And when I tell you, Alec, we talked like old friends. I asked him how he was doing. He said he was still on the mend, but he would be okay. And we just had a wonderful conversation. Then his wife, Nancy Pelosi, comes over. And the first thing I tell her is, hey, we have Squirrel Friends, a podcast, and we talked about you on the podcast. And thank you for doing Drag Race. She says, I love Drag Race. And we started talking about Drag Race.
So I was like,
everywhere you go, Drag Race has this wonderful, it's a way to break the ice. It's a wonderful conversation. People love this show and they love this whole concept. And after that, the whole evening was great. But to have that moment with those two was really wonderful.
Oh, that's stellar. Did you see the president and Jill?
Yes.
Did you see them?
I saw everybody. You two was being honored. George Clooney and his beautiful wife was there. George was being honored. Tana Leon was being honored. And Gladys Knight.
And
Amy Grant. And their wonderful performances, wonderful
Grant.
Surprises. It was a wonderful evening. And so it comes on the 28th on CBS. And, you know, it's a great event to check out. So check it out, everybody.
I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to look for you in the audience. You know, Gladys Knight ties into Drag Race because in Latrice Royale's season, she had to sing My Imagination. Which is I got to use my imagination.
Yeah,
and Latrice
who sings that song?
Won Gladys Knight.
Yeah, let keep it that way. Look.
How dare you? People do that joke with me all the time. I will start singing and they'll go, who sings that song? Mariah Carey. We'll let her sing it. She's awful. You're horrible. People like you that make me not want to sing.
Are you okay, though? I just want to know. Are you still
filming? I'm
Are
still filming. I just wrapped yesterday. I'm working on the season 2 of Villains of Valley View. My character is being beefed up. It's so much fun. You did a Disney Channel show for a minute. What was yours? Was the
It was called Kicking It.
Kicking It.
Yeah, it was Kicking It, you know.
Kicking It.
And I had a good time. I like Disney, so,
yeah,
you know,
no, I always have a good time. And this is, I love filming this show. The cast is really great. And it films, I'm not kidding, 3 miles from me. So that's the best part.
That's
it's like
awesome.
The minute I leave the studio, I'm already home.
Well, you know, this the thing, Alec. We have some big news.
We do have some big news.
Let the squirrel friends know. What is that big news?
All right. The big news is season 15 of Drag Race returns Friday, January 6th, 8/7 Central, with a new home on MTV. It's moving to MTV. So we're going to take a look at the season 15 queens, because on YouTube they had a Meet the Queens video that was that dropped yesterday. So of course, in my dressing room, in between scenes, I was watching it, and I'm already obsessed with all 15.
Wow! I mean, this just tells you the power of Drag Race for it to start on a little, you know, logo channel, and then to now they keep moving it up. I just think that shows the popularity and the power
into
it.
Right?
Yeah, awesome.
I mean, it's at one point, you know, if they honor RuPaul at the Kennedy Center, we're going.
Believe me, we're all gonna go.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
So this season 15 of Drag Race returns Friday, January the 6th at 8/7 Central with a new home on MTV like we've been talking about. The queens have been announced, so we're gonna take a look and getting to know them because they're 16. RuPaul calls it his Sweet 16, and I'm just excited.
I'm excited too. Okay, don't forget to tweet. Well, you can tweet Lonnie. I'm no longer on Twitter, but tweet Lonnie or me or DM us on our socials if you have questions or hot takes for the queens. You can find me at Alec Mappa on Instagram, and you can find Lonnie at Comic Lonnie Love on Instagram and at Lonnie Love on Twitter.
Definitely. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back and we're ready to talk about the season premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race, season 15.
15 seasons. That's a lot of seasons, Alex.
That's a lot of seasons. It's a lot of seasons. And the show has grown and grown and grown. So they have some artwork that they sent us. The promo for Drag Race this year, you know how they have a different theme every year?
Yes.
On their promos. This year, they're harkening back to the original Drag Race motif by having a racing car, the Drag Race flags, and all the queens kind of gathered around in their Drag Race looks. And it's really exciting. And this is, you know, I always love this part of the Drag Race season because I'm always like, oh, you know what? I don't know if last season was so good. I don't know if I'm going to get into it. But then you meet this whole new bunch and you just fall in love with them. So let's meet the new queens. Oh, first of all, Lonnie, do you know who's going to be the first guest on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yes, because I saw that promo. That promo was hot. It's our girl, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. I'm not going to sing an Ariana Grande song because then you'll tell me to let Ariana sing it.
You know, she was
on that midnight train to Georgia.
Okay. Leave it on that train, please. Okay, look, she last guest judged on season 7. And I just think the reveal, the excitement. If you go on YouTube, there is an hour-long reveal of the season 15, which I thought was wonderfully done. So you have to go check that out because it's like getting us prepared. But, you know, like you said, let's reveal our queens for season 15.
All right, here we go. The first one that comes up on the promo is a queen named Amethyst. She's from West Harvard, Connecticut. She says her drag name comes from her birthstone. Mm. She's not afraid to make a fool out of herself on stage. She talked a lot about her nose. And I didn't really notice her nose at first until she talked about it. And then there was a profile. She says her nose is a huge part of her drag persona. She's a singer and she's a dancer and she's excited for the Rusical and Snatch Game. Now, in her promo look, she has kind of like this big blonde wig. They're all in kind of like these drag racing outfits. You know, they have the checkered flags and everything. And she certainly has, she has these gauntlets, these pink gauntlets at the side. Remember like those like opera gloves that Trinity used to make to go with all her gowns? And she looks fun. She looks like a lot of fun.
Very fun and very creative. Now, who do we have next?
Next, we have Anitra, who is from Las Vegas. Now, Las Vegas queens are really into the glamour. They are like in your, because it's like Sin City. You know, it's kind of like if you come from a city full of showgirls, you're going to bring the showgirl energy. And Anitra's name comes from a stripper she used to work with. That sounds like a stripper name.
I know it does.
Yeah. The last name Love sounds like it could be a stripper name. If you had like a Shaboom Love or Tassels Love, please welcome to the stage.
But you are right. I mean, can I say that her look, she is gorgeous. That face was beat. The eyes are just very pronounced. And just a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous queen.
Yeah.
Comes from a very competitive drag scene. She's very nervous about Michelle Visage. So that's very telling. I mean, who wouldn't be? Because the thing we love about Michelle is that she's going to tell you the real. She's going to tell you. But if you listen to Michelle, I always tell this to people when you're watching the show. If you listen to what Michelle says, she can get you through the competition. But
right.
You've got to listen to what she's saying. You know?
Right. Yeah. And also, you know, the judges are really, they're looking to see if you're listening. So if they tell you your lips need to be bigger or we want this to see this elevated and you follow the note, they're like, oh my gosh, they're listening. They want to win. So next up we have Aura Mayari, who is my Filipino sister. She's born in the Philippines, grew up in Chicago, lives in Nashville. How's that for a journey? This girl is gorgeous.
And has gotten style. If you're from Chicago to Nashville, from the Philippines, that's style already. That's swag.
Yep. Yeah. You know, they all have these kind of like hip, they almost look like chaps. They're almost wearing these like chap boots. And hers kind of turned into a bell bottom. And she has this huge cape that has the RuPaul's Drag Race logo on the inside. Her face is gorgeous. Beat to the gods. She said in her interview, her drag is very edgy, fashionable, boss bitch drag style. And she goes, she doesn't need filters on her face.
Okay.
They asked each and every one of the queens in an interview, what's the strangest thing about you? And she said she got circumcised in the third grade.
Wow. Ouch. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ouch. You know, ouch. Was that,
she looks
was that
like
at
an
recess?
Anime.
She's beautiful.
Exactly. An anime character. Very like a superhero. Beautiful. And I can't wait to see more of her. Up next, we have Irene Dubois. From Seattle, Washington, and drag is inspired by sci-fi, and doesn't want to look like everyone else, and honey, she does not.
Yeah.
What did you think of this look?
I love this look. And during her interview, she said she's really inspired by aliens, and so she's in a pink catsuit with these pointy shoulder pads. She has this crown of platinum blonde hair that's shaped into horns and everything, and she has these gloves that are like long alien fingers. So what's clear to me about Irene Dubois so far, she's from Seattle, which is the hometown of Jinx Monsoon and Ben de la Creme. So she's going to bring a very artistic look and a very different take to Drag Race this year. She said the first time she saw Drag Race was season 2 and she wanted to be Raven. And that's understandable. I mean, we all want to be Raven. So she's very excited to be on the program that shaped her life and she wants to do that for others.
She also said the strangest thing about her is that she is sober. I found that interesting.
Yes. She says she's the most sober queen, that she sits backstage. Listen, more power to you. If you can work in a nightclub every single night and deal with the pressure of performing and not have a drink, that's pretty amazing.
This might be your queen.
Yep.
Up next, we have Jax.
Jax is from Astoria, Queens, originally from Connecticut. So we got an East Coast black queen named Jax, and she says her drag name comes from her boy name is Jackson, but she said that her whole life she's always been called Jax. She's a New York performer, and so we've had a lot of famous New York queens on the show, and she says that being a New York queen means you have to be versatile. So she was a competitive cheerleader, gymnast, diver, and she's very petite. When people first meet her, she thinks people notice that she's short. The strangest thing about her, she's from Connecticut, and her first memory of Drag Race is she went home for her grandmother's funeral and binged it.
That's funny. That is funny. Yeah. How did you like her look?
She's beautiful. She looks like remember how petite Georges was last season on season 14? She seems to be a very petite queen as well. You know I love a black queen, and she is bringing the black girl magic from Astoria, Queens. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she brings to the runway.
I love it. Up next, we have Lucy LaDuca.
Lucy LaDuca. She is from Connecticut, and she's a construction worker by day.
That's great.
Yeah.
You already won me over with her.
Yeah. She goes, she's a construction worker by day, a drag queen by night. And she says she's legit. Like she builds houses. She said Lucy comes from Lucille Ball because she loves comedy. And LaDuca is a shoe brand. So she's Lucy LaDuca. Like it would be like if you named your last name after a shoe brand, you could be Lonnie Louboutin.
No.
I could be Alec Payless. Buy one, get one free.
I would be that. I would be Nordstrom's Rack. Okay? Stop it.
Nordstrom Rack. Sample sale. Now, at her show, you can expect to laugh a lot. The thing that makes her different is having all of her straight white teeth.
I love her. I love Lucy already.
Yeah.
And she's very competitive.
Yeah, very competitive.
She says she's very competitive, ended a friendship over a board game. Okay.
Listen, it can happen. I have a friend in London. I won't play a board game with her because it turns into Survivor, like a fight to the finish. And it's like, listen, I just wanted to play Scrabble. I didn't know this was a death match.
You know, Alec, I ended a friendship over someone taking my lunch out of the refrigerator.
See, that's important. See, those are high stakes. That's nutrition. There's a lot happening there. There's a theft. there's a violation of trust, and you're eating my fucking lunch. So, okay. No. Don't come between Lonnie and her lunch.
Definitely.
Who we got next?
Okay, up next we have Lux.
Black Queen, Lux Noir London. I've actually heard of this queen. She's a dancing, spinning queen from New Jersey. So she's an East Coast drag performer. She says that Lux Noir comes from drawings that she used to do as a kid. She would always do this drawing of this black woman, and then she became the drawing.
Oh, wow.
Her name is from Black Luxury London, is the last name of the person who first put her in drag. At her show, she talks about this a lot. You will see her looking good and smelling nice.
And she also said her delusion is her reality, and that makes her different. She doesn't put herself in a box, and she sure doesn't. Let's talk about her look. It was like tape.
Yeah, she looks like she's a body yaddy yaddy queen. Uh-huh. I love body queens.
And I'm getting feelings of Simone. Remember Simone?
I was about to say Simone. And in her Drag Race look here for the promotion, she's bandaged up. It's kind of like individual bandages going out in different colors, pink, white, yellow, and black. And of course, a checkerboard flag. And she's beautiful. The beautiful black queen. I can't wait to see her.
And she says the strangest thing is she talks to herself and was obsessed with breaking world records. So this is a doozy.
Interesting.
You know what? We got more queens, but we got to toss to a break real quick because I need some water. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Did you get some water?
Are you hydrated? It's very important. Yeah, you don't want to be hydrated during a podcast.
No, and it's the holiday season too, so I'm trying to, you know, going to all the parties and stuff. We got to continue because we still have more queens.
Yes.
Up next is Malaysia Baby Doll Fox.
Ooh, Malaysia Baby Miami, Doll Fox Florida. Miami, Florida. Big girl. She says baby doll three times because she is extra. Her drag name comes from a kid that went to her mom's daycare, loved playing with dolls.
I love that. Mm-hmm. She said at her show, you will see her leg go high, makeup, hair, costumes. Everything is just slaying. And does drag because it's an escape. And she likes to tell stories about her drag. So I like people that do stories. I like that. And I love this look.
Yeah, the look is great. She has a yellow kind of afro. And she has the Drag Race opera gloves with the checkerboard. But the checkerboard is in yellow and black. I love how they style the girls for the promo. It's so good.
Yes.
And she has this cape in the back that it's black on the outside, pink on the inside. She says she's done a lot of pageants, but doesn't consider herself a pageant girl. During her interview, she said she's like done hundreds of pageants and won three because she's interested in being herself. Not necessarily, you know, so perfect and polished as all the pageant queens are. The strange thing about her is her silent, deadly farts. Lonnie, I have this friend who does this thing called dropping a net. where he goes, Alec, watch this. And we'll be at a bar together and he'll fart and then walk a circle around somebody and then come back. And then we'll watch that person all of a sudden see the net fall around them. All of a sudden they'll be surrounded by fart. It's the funniest thing ever. Silent but deadly.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. She says her first memory of Drag Race was season 4 when her drag mom was on, and that's LaShawn Beyond.
LaShawn Beyond, who could not say apocalyptic. She kept on saying apocalocky.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? Up next, this was one of my favorite names. Marsha.
That is a great, you know that RuPaul's going to have the best time saying that. Marsha. And she does look like Marsha Brady. She's a pretty little thing. She looks like Marsha Brady. She says her drag name comes from the Brady Bunch. Duh.
1 minute though, Alec, because we have to remember, we have a lot of young squirrel friends.
Yes.
Marsha Brady was on a show called The Brady Bunch.
Yes.
And there was this particular episode where her sister, whose name was Jan, was really frustrated. And because Marsha gets everything because she's the older one. And so they asked her a question and she was frustrated. And she says, you know, every time it's always Marsha. And so that's where that comes from. So I just wanted a little history for our young squirrel friends, because we talk like they know and they don't.
It's iconic. It's iconic. Marsha. Everything's about, yeah, it's like if my drag name was Lonnie. Everything's about Lonnie. Now, when people first meet her, they think she's pretty and can dance and is funny. She says the strangest thing about her is she still watches her favorite childhood shows. She loves watching cartoons.
Okay. And she said the first time she did drag, it was to Ariana Grande, Break Free, and was amazed by the reaction. And the first time watching Drag Race was in college watching season 6.
Wow. And for her promo look is very, she has these yellow go-go boots that go above her knee. Very, very high heel. They're in yellow. She has a yellow mini skirt, a yellow bodice, and these yellow gloves with a black underdressing. And she looks cute as a button. Marsha.
I mean, just cute. Just cute. Mm-hmm. Up next, who do we have?
Mistress Isabel Brooks. I saw her in Texas. She's
really
wonderful. Yeah, I saw her in Houston, Texas at a live show where Asia O'Hara was performing before she was on the show. I was in Texas doing a movie and I saw her, and she is a wonderful entertainer. Her drag name is Mistress because she believes a mistress is a bitch in control. And her drag mom is Chevelle Brooks. Her drag style is over the top old school drag with a twist. Yeah.
Okay. Her drag isn't out of the box, does traditional drag very well, does drag because it comes naturally to her, and it's also her passion. She's not nervous. She's just nervous about being in drag for so long filming. People have to remember, this is a television production. So what you see when you actually watch the show has been cut down. Yeah. Sometimes they're in those outfits for hours.
I mean, just for the judgments alone,
And we're talking about the heels. The makeup has to be right. You know, there's a lot of sweating. That's another reason why they keep the actual studio cold, so that, you know, you try to eliminate and not have all the perspiration, because we're trying to keep everybody's makeup in place. And I think sometimes we forget that. We see and then we go, but these queens really do work. And she says she wants a big girl to win. I do. Yeah. You know, I do too. I, you know,
me
I'm
too.
All about the big girls. So she looks like she's ready.
Yeah. She kind of reminds me in this look of very Eureka O'Hara, very plus size glamour. She's in a cat suit that has been proportionized, and over it, she has a yellow trench coat in the yellow and pink, and it's cinched at the waist. And her face is beat to the gods, and she looks like she is a lot of fun. I've seen her live, and she's gonna be a one to watch on the show. Trust and believe.
I love it. Up next, we have Princess Poppy from San Francisco, California.
Yeah, from my hometown of San Francisco, California. She looks like a princess. She loves feeling like royalty. She feels like royalty when she's in drag. And so she wanted her last name to be Princess. And she chose Poppy because she thinks the initials PP are hilarious. Instead of
what? I love it. I love it. Yeah. Gorgeous, beautiful face. Oh, that yeah. Beat. She was born on April Fool's Day. Feels like it speaks to who she is. And if a queen comes for her, she will read them. Her number one talent, she said, is reading. Ooh, this is going to be good. Ooh, I can't wait. All right.
She's a skinny white girl, but her drag inspiration was Big Mama from Big Mama's House. she said she's watched that on a loop. In the promo look, she is kind of like, looks like a Terry Mugler gown. It is long in the back and short in the front and streamlined and fuchsia pink. She's wearing this platinum blonde hair, which is reminiscent of the big platinum blonde hair that Trixie Mattel wears. And she says, first and foremost, she's a comedy queen. She loves hosting. So that's going to serve her well in this competition. The previous queen we talked about, Mistress Isabel Brooks, I saw her working on the mic doing crowd work. And since this show, so much of it is about being a great entertainer, both of those skills are going to serve these queens very well in the coming season.
It's going to be great. Up next, we have Robin Fierce.
She is a beautiful queen. She was inspired by Raven. She wanted a bird name to pay homage to Raven, and she wanted her drag name to be Fierce. So she is a dark-haired beauty.
Yes.
She's a singer, dancer, some comedy. And the mug is always right.
I mean, that light, she kind of looks to me like Doja Cat. That's what I'm getting, Doja Cat vibes. She does drag because she loves art, and she brings everything she loves, and it brings everything that she loves together. Biggest misconception about her is that she is a bitch, and that's how she's painted her face.
I'm not a bitch. It's just my makeup.
I love it. I love it. You know, she's nervous about the comedy challenges, though. So,
yeah. But see, we've seen queens in the past who were nervous about the comedy challenges, but ended up doing well. I'm thinking specifically of Trinity K. Bonet in season 6. She was nervous about doing stand up. And Bianca Del Rio says, "You got this. You can do this. Just apply your talent to the challenges and you could do this." For her promo look, she's wearing this black, very tight skirt that's full length, and it goes up into a pink, a hot pink corset, kind of a bodice that's snatched really tight. Her face is beat. She looks like a dark-haired beauty. She says the strangest thing about her is she can wiggle her ears. She's gorgeous.
Just gorgeous. I mean, okay, we're not going to start picking just yet. I got to watch a few episodes, but I'm looking forward to this one. Up next, we have Selena Estides.
Selena Estides. Her drag name comes from Selena and Estides because everyone loves titties.
Titties!
Now, if you see, you know, it's so hard to like call who's going to do what in these promo interviews, because I think some of them are on their best behavior. This was the first one who seemed like she didn't have any fucks to give, because right out of the box, she's like, this girl is bananas. Selena Estides. She's like, she has a big personality. She considers herself an actress, then dancer, then singer. She says what makes her difference is her voice, is how loud she is. She is loud.
She says that drag is a vessel for her to be her most authentic self, wants to get the Drag Race EGOT. And what's the Drag Race EGOT?
Well, she said that she wants to get an Emmy for the acting challenges. She wants a Grammy for the singing challenges, an Oscar for, you know, some of the film challenges, and a Tony for the Rusical, because they really put you through the paces in Drag Race. I mean, you're going to have to do everything. I mean, you think about it, it's pretty daunting, the paces that they put these girls through. I mean, you have to bring every single part of yourself. Of course, Lonnie knows this because she was on Secret Celebrity Drag Race, and she had to bring the thunder.
Oh, my goodness. It's a lot.
Selena Estides' first Drag Race memory is Alexis Mateo saying, bam! So she looks like she's going to be a very spicy, salty, sassy queen.
It's going to be good. Up next, we have Sasha Colby from Hawaii, now lives in Los Angeles.
Yes. And her drag name is Sasha, from a model in her 2000s. And the name was General Neutral, making it easy for folks to not dead name her during her transition. She's an out trans queen on the season. And she gets Colby from her drag mother, Cassandra Colby. And she is drag mother to Carrie Colby from season 14.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, what sets her apart, she said, is her splits. Oh, I can't wait to see this. Drag is the love of her life. Feels like this is her season. She's waited for the right time.
Right.
And can I just say, she's gorgeous. She's just beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh, body, yaddy, yaddy. For the promo cover, look, they have her on the hood of the car, on the hood of a racing car, like a Las Vegas showgirl. Her booty's showing. She's serving body, yaddy, yaddy. Like the previous Lux Noir, she's all bandaged up. It's straps going all through her body. So you can see it. She has her hair's up in a ponytail topknot. She is serving face and body. She's going to be the glamour girl of the season. She looks gorgeous.
I feel it. Yeah. You know what? We have two more queens left, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to close it out strong.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Lonnie, we are back and ready to introduce our last two queens.
Spice from Long Island lives in Hollywood, feels the name Spice is a fraud because she doesn't even know spices.
Oh, God. Typical white girl. She can name pepper and paprika. That was it.
And Lowry's.
And Lowry's. Well, she didn't even name Lowry's. That. Oh, my God. You know you're bringing the flavor if there's Lowry's seasoning. The seasoning that's in my... I have everything on my fridge in those magnetic containers with the spices. I have Lowry's. I have Cajun seasoning. I have Tony's Sacheray seasoning. I got everything. I love it.
I got the Creole seasoning. I have...
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I get it all.
I can't stand it when I can't taste my food. I gotta taste my food. If there's chicken, there better be some seasoning on it. Her drag style is full-blown crazy whore.
Oh, my goodness.
The interesting thing about Spice is she's a twin, and she and her twin sister, brother, drag sister, are Instagram phenoms, and they're TikTok phenoms, and you can see them. They go by the names Sugar and Spice. She was inspired by the movie Life Size with Tyra Banks. Did you see that movie?
No.
I missed it. She seems really young to me. She's a very young queen.
Yeah, and her sister, as you said, this is the first time we've had twins. Her sister, Sugar, who's from Long Island, lives in Hollywood. She grew up playing with dolls and wanted to be a doll. The clip showed how similar they are, because, I mean, this is, like, historic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be interesting, because they're competing against each other, and you know you always have this twin thing. I wonder, this is why you have to watch this season, because you don't know if you're going to have, like, with these twins, like one is a good twin, one is an evil twin, or not necessarily evil, but it's something that's, it's like, what is going to be the dynamic? Are they going to stay teamed up and act as one? You know, this is going to be very, very good. But then I looked at their look, Alec, and Spice is dark-haired in her promo. Sugar has the platinum blonde.
Yeah. So they look like Bratz dolls. Like, you know those Bratz dolls that the kids were buying a couple years ago? That's exactly what they look like. They're bringing very kind of anime looks with platform shoes because they're both tiny in real life. They're both little kind of cute boys. What was funny, you brought up the twin thing. Like, what are they going to do? I think it was either Sugar or Spice that said in an interview, I'm going to throw her under the bus. And I have no problem. They're very competitive with each other. And she says she's most nervous about getting ready on time because her and her twin take a long time to get ready. And their looks are awesome. They look like Bratz dolls. They're both very glamorous. I'm excited.
Well, and it's interesting because Sugar has a purse that says good girl and Spice has a purse holding it and it says bad girl. So that is a clue right there of what we have in store. This is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, we already have some online responses from the other queens. Bosco tweeted, Sasha Colby being on Drag Race is like Beyonce being on American Idol, LOL. So that's a little preview. And Cornbread said, these two, she's talking about Mistress Isabella Brooks and Malaysia Baby Doll Fox. She goes, hashtag thick thighs make the dick rise. And hashtag big gut make you nut.
You know what? I did not say that. Why are you reading these? Don't read these comments.
Imagining you, well, you're shrinking. You've lost more and more weight. But when you were bigger,
the thighs are still there, honey. They ain't going nowhere.
Did you ever go up to anybody in a bar and say, listen, a big gut make you nut?
Oh my God, I wish I had that when I was 22. Then I could have did some things. Oh my goodness. You have one more, Heidi Ann Closet. Yeah. I want to say welcome to the season 15 ladies and also welcome the season 14 sisters to the Has-Been Club. Oh my God. I didn't know that I was saying that.
Heidi.
Alec, you had me read that.
I know. Listen, Heidi was the one being shady, not us. Where's that shade rattle? Tuk, 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 tuk. So we're so excited. The new season of RuPaul's Drag Race premieres Friday, January 6th on its new home, MTV.
And you know what? I got to watch it to see some front runners. So I cannot wait to actually watch the episodes. But remember to tip your queens, show them love on socials, you know, IG, you know, everybody's going everywhere. People going back to Facebook, you know, wherever you find a queen, just tell them and give them their love and just be supportive. And if you want to give us some love, Alec is still on Instagram at Alec Mappa. I'm still on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, I'm at Lonnie Love. On Instagram, I'm at Comic Lonnie Love. Send us some DMs. We'll read them. We will. Yeah. We really will.
We might all end up on MySpace before the end of the year. That might make a big comeback. You can listen to Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you like this episode, make sure to rate and review us. 5 stars, please, and tell a friend.
You can catch up on past episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race and All Stars on Paramount Plus.
See you next time.
We'll see you soon.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. you can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.